recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and it is the 4th of March, 2013, and you're listening to the AR Library Call. So we've got a bunch of questions today. Let's just jump in and start going through them. First question. It's been 3 months since D-Day, but 3 weeks since I told the truth of the affair and all of its details. My husband wants my forgiveness, but I don't want to give it. My heart isn't ready to be vulnerable with him. Question. Does forgiveness have to happen now, or can we move forward with healing and forgiveness will come later? Thank you. I think that there are two types of forgiveness, and the first one is really about, you know, it's my choice to let them go, let go of what they've done. To me, that one, as I do it personally, I just say, God bless them. They just didn't understand it. Please don't give them what they deserve. It's letting go of my need for punishment for that person or some sort of restitution. So that's one thing. The second, however, is about reconciliation. It's a horizontal forgiveness, and it has far more to do with the other person's attitude ongoing as you move through this thing. Absolutely. You can move forward with healing and forgiveness will come later. In fact, I would say with that particular type of forgiveness, you might want to be careful because I don't know if you know yet, you know, whether it's even safe. So if he just told you the truth of the affair 3 weeks ago, then there's a part of you that wonders probably if there's even more. So, you know, I think there's nothing wrong with sitting there going, okay, I don't know. I'm going to choose to forgive you because that's for my sake. You know, the forgiveness that involves reconciliation, you know, time will tell. I need to know whether or not you're safe before I'll be able to do that. I will work at obviously trying to move forward and healing with you and you know, exploring what we can do with our marriage. I'm more than on board for that. And in the long run, you know, as long as we continue to move forward, you know, my hope and my heart is to be able to let go of this so I can come toward you again. But certainly I think it's normal that you would be injured and find difficulty in doing that. Next question. My husband and I have been married for almost 11 years. However, a year ago, he broke our marriage vows by having an affair with another woman. He came clean and asked for forgiveness. I've been walking in grace and forgiveness and trying to love and respect him with all my heart. However, he still won't have sex with me, and it's been over a year, and he's been rejecting me. I don't understand it. He says he doesn't like sex and never has. My questions are, is this normal? Why would he have a sexual affair if he never liked sex? Well, I understand that was was a disrespecting wife for most of our marriage. He found someone who finally made him feel respectable. Why for 10 years did he often pursue me as he did if he didn't enjoy sex? And is this something he should see a sex therapist about, or do you think it may be addressed in the online EMSO course? Second half of the question. Except it was her who had the affair. I think this may actually be a different person. Okay. So, in the first question here, yes, it is not uncommon for someone that's gone through an affair to not be interested in sex. And I'm trying to look in here to see if it says how far out. Okay, it's been over a year. Um, And I would say that is that normal? I've seen it happen again. I mean, I guess part of me says normal is a cycle on a washing machine. Every case is really different. But it sounds like there is a lot of confusion about what's going on here, at the very least in terms of your sexual scripts. And so that's a concern for me. Why would he have a sexual affair if he never liked sex? I think that the word sex is a loaded term. And sometimes people end up being sexual for reasons that are very, very different outside of a marriage in an affair than they do for or their reasons are very different inside of a marriage versus outside of a marriage. So it's, I think it's not an apples and apples. Always talk about good sex versus bad sex. So that may be a possible explanation. I wouldn't know the answer from this much information. Why for 10 years did he often pursue me as if he did enjoy sex? You know, multiple possibilities there. One could be that he felt it was a role that he was supposed to be in. Maybe he was enjoying some aspect, some dimension. I mean, the problem is this is such a black and white, you know, we're looking at it kind of black and white, and it's got lots of shades of grays. So those motivations can be very, very different. Again, without talking to him, I don't know how we would figure it out. And is this something he should see a sex therapist about, or do you think it may be addressed in the EMSO class? You know, I would actually start, you know, if it's already been going on for a year, I would actually go through the EMSO class before you start trying to worry about sex therapy. And I know it's addressed to some extent in week 11, so you may find some answers to this, but certainly I go through that first. And then at the end of that time, maybe you'll have a better idea, or maybe he'll have a better idea of what's wrong. Hopefully it'll be something the two of you can talk about and begin to work through, but do one thing at a time. EMSO is a lot of work, so I wouldn't go jumping into sex therapy. If things aren't better after the EMSO course, I'd certainly recommend sex therapy. Next question. And this is in response to that one. It was my wife who had the sexual affair. I was even told once that I will never have sex with anyone unless I know I'm truly in love with them. Well, maybe once more with you as a trial. I guess I failed that trial because almost a year later, I got my trial, and more than a year and a half later, not another chance. Why does she get so upset if I feel like leaving when she makes so much noise about not wanting intimacy with me? Well, so apparently she may still want the relationship but not know how to do the intimacy. And part of me would say addressing that, you know, at least with a marriage therapist or a sex therapist, is probably going to be an important aspect for the two of you to work through those issues. So here's our next question. How do I detach from my husband's recovery? This reconciliation is on my mind 24/7, and I read books, listen to sermons, post questions on here, read the forum, pray, memorize scripture, active in church and Our Ladies prayer group, work on my garbage, like my dependent personality and fears. How do I quit paying attention to his recovery? He just hasn't quite gotten it yet, and we're headed into week 6 of EMSO. I wake up every day wondering if today will be the day that he'll really see how this has affected me and that he doesn't think of himself foremost. How to quit taking on his recovery? I just want him to get it, to feel for me, and not to focus on the pain. Am I being selfish now? I feel so messed up. I don't know how to become healthy without him. And honestly, that scares the crap out of me. Thank you for your authenticity. I really appreciate it. And I know that this has got to be really, really difficult for you. But one of the things I'd suggest as I kind of listen to you, it is a matter of letting his recovery go. I mean, the problem is, if he does it for you, if you're his motivation, it'll never stick anyway. I'm not saying he's doing everything he should do. Part of this may take time for him to come to the place where he sees ultimately what he's done to you. It's encouraging to me that you've written this and we're on week 6, simply because I think this is one of those weeks that there's a really good chance that maybe he'll begin to get it, and obviously that's something that we would all hope and long for, that somehow he'll make that connection. I think that you are able to get healthy without him. I would just suggest that so much of this, I mean, you pray for him, but that detachment to me is just about day by day leaving him, you know, in the hands of God. I mean, it's just deciding that you're powerless over your mate, you're powerless over your own life, and all of your attempts to manage it have done nothing but scare you to death. And so in the long run, you've got to let go and say, you know, I don't know what's good or bad. Part of it is you're passing a judgment. One little tip here, you're passing a judgment thinking that somehow you know how this thing all ought to turn out and what he ought to be doing. And man, when I can quit passing judgments and look at the circumstance that's going on and go, you know, God could be doing something even in this circumstance and see God in it, typically I can still find peace. On the other hand, if I tell myself how things have to be at this point, I'll go a little bit nuts trying to work all of this stuff through. So I do hope and pray just that you'll be able to just look at him and say, I don't know how this ought to turn out. God, I'm leaving him in your hands. I'm just going to focus on what you have for me. And I'll let him come toward me. We'll see what happens in the long run. Okay, so the next question. My wife and I cannot peaceably discuss intimacy. I feel like there should be both physical and emotional intimacy in our marriage, while she believes we can survive as a couple with just emotional. When I want to talk to her about intimacy and try to increase our emotional intimacy, she thinks I'm wanting sex and refuses to participate. How can I approach the idea of her allowing emotional intimacy and non-sexual physical touch when she believes I'll just want more? Well, I mean, part of me would wonder, why does she believe that you would just want more? I mean, if it's something that potentially you've been guilty of in the past, the wanting more piece, then, you know, I'm sure that it would have to be incredibly difficult for her. So I think proof over time, not bringing it up, say, you know, if I'm, I would almost do it more than talk about it. And by doing it, what I mean is, can you be supportive? Can you give, can you sit down and just have conversations with her and listen to her and enjoy her without being critical of her in terms of how she's responding or the lack of her responses to you? The more you're able to kind of, from her perspective, at least, if more she can see a different response from you, probably the more encouraged she'll get, or more encouraged she'll be. I would also recommend, again, this is one of those situations where potentially having a third party who can help facilitate the dialogue might be really good. It sounds like the two of you need to be able to at least find a mediator to make it safe, or before your wife can feel safe enough to have that conversation. And hopefully that's something that you'll be able to find your way to. And last comment for the day. My husband is in an emotional/physical affair in which he confessed to me that he's in love with the AP. He's communicated to me he would like to work on our marriage, but wants to seek counseling for his affair addiction, which started out as an internet pornography addiction. Before he will work on the marriage, he feels as if he doesn't handle these issues. Our work on recovery will be for nothing. Question. The question I have is what qualifications should the counselor have to deal with these specific problems? Can you list what he should be asking to determine who he goes to? I don't want him to go to a counselor to have him explore his feelings for the AP and myself go to a counselor giving him an option for deciding who he should be with. I've heard this happens and am very worried. I want to make sure he's going to someone that works with infidelity and recovery of marriages. So I think you answered part of your question. You want to go to somebody who works with infidelity and recovery of marriages. I think it would be potentially helpful to work with somebody who is qualified or who is certified as a sex therapist, an addiction therapist, in particular a sexual addiction therapist. And at least that person would probably be wise to what happens in the dynamics of a relationship. So that would that might be a possibility. At one level, you say, I don't want him to go to a counselor to have him explore feelings for the AP and myself, and the counselor giving him an option on deciding who you should be with. Somebody who's a good sex addiction therapist, first off, isn't even going to do that. Second off, he probably does need to explore some of the stuff with the AP, but not in the sense of being there, but the distortions and the way he sees that entire relationship. Understanding it from a different perspective is probably going to be an important piece for his entire recovery. So hopefully that's something that he can end up doing over time. But I do think there's wisdom in him getting in to talk to somebody. The only thing that I would say, though, at the same time, is I think you probably need to work on the marriage and him do his own individual work simultaneously, and not work on the marriage in the sense of trying to fix problems within the marriage, but work on the marriage at trying to at least heal the breach so both of you can feel safe enough to be in this relationship working your individual recovery. Because if you're not able to establish that safety, then you're going to be at risk of things blowing up again and both of you being hurt. So you might consider something like EMS Online or an EMS Weekend. I think he would find that to be very helpful in terms of his own recovery, as well as helping facilitate your recovery and his deciding ultimately what he wants. Right now, this has to be a safe place for him to work and a safe place for you to work, because I know you've got to be devastated by what he's done. And at least doing that much work through EMSO or something like that, I think, will be helpful. That being said, that is all of our questions for the day. I want to thank everybody for posting those questions. And I look forward to talking to you guys next week. The healing.